Since it is the 4th of July, I thought we'd have a little review of the state of the nation by the Coral Reefer Band. This won't take long, and it's, could I have a little patriotic music? Not ballpark music, Chief. Could you do any patriotic? She buried yourself a bit. Thank you very much. It stays right. Okay. The state of the nation. Politics. Donna Rice reminds me of all the women in sororities in college who would not go out with musicians. That was before she had a tit lift. I'll get my letter later. Just because she's from your home state, I don't want to get into this. While you're complaining with my lawyer. No, and if you were going to lose the presidency of the United States and went out on a boat named Monkey Business to the Bahamas, and were going to give up your political career, I would damn sure do it for Catherine Deneuve. For Donna Rice, I would not. That's the state of politics. Religion. Oh, I was an altar boy. I am an expert. If God comes to earth and meets all the people who say they know him personally, he's going to be pissed off. Look at these people. Jerry Falwell, Jim Baker, Oral Roberts, Pat Robinson. And they're not going to come back in the second coming and sit at God's right-hand side if he's the way we think he is. They're going to come back as lobsters. And we're not talking about the catch of the day at Charlie's Crab lobsters either. These guys are going to come back as lobsters in the tank at the Red Lobster in Omaha. Where Ma and Pa Kelly come out to the farm every other week and look at them. Oh, God, there's one. That's all I got to say about religion. But what really is on my mind today is the scandal that's rocking the world of professional wrestling. It's not America. When the Iron Sheik in Tehran gets arrested on the New Jersey Turnpike for controlled substances. Why they call them control, I don't know, because when I used to do them, I was out of control. The Iron Sheik gets arrested in New Jersey. The Iron Sheik from Tehran with his close personal enemy, Hacksaw. They take him to jail and he has to give his real name. It's not the Iron Sheik from Tehran. His real name is Jim Smithers from Fayetteville, Georgia. I don't know, what does this mean? We're going to find out that Ida Co-op is from Traverse City. It's crazy.